Welcome to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Today is August the 5th, 2018. We are already in the month of August. Y'all, this is my birthday month, so we are turning up all month. Let's get ready to have a good time. And guess what? We still going to church on Sundays. Every Sunday this month, we're still going to church. That's not an excuse. Gotta get the Lord his glory. But this is August the 5th, 2018 Sunday Conversation Edition. And this is a special conversation today because I have with me some students, young folks today that's going to share some knowledge with us. They're going to, you know, just talk to us about some general issues. We have a student from Kendrick Shaw, Jordan and Carver. And, I was reminded, don't say Jordan. I got to say Jordan. So I'm saying Jordan. Jordan and Carver. And so we know our students are getting ready to head back on August the 8th. This Wednesday, they'll be headed back to school. So we certainly want to send prayers out for a very productive year for all of our children. May they all be safe this year and may they all engage academically and learn everything they need to learn to better themselves and to better society. I'm excited about where we're headed this year. Kudos to our school, our Board of Education that's working extremely hard. Chairwoman Kia Chambers, thanks for all that you do here within the city and your leadership on the board, and to the rest of our board members. Thank you guys as well. But let's go ahead and get started a little bit. And now this is a unique conversation. Oftentimes we have so many folks with so many opinions about what's going on within the area of academia, particularly our school district here in Muskogee County. But it's very rare that we take a moment and we pause and we actually listen to the folks that are matriculating through those halls. So we're here to talk with some young folks today. Not only are we going to talk about the school district, but we're going to talk about just general society, just Columbus as a whole. As a young person, how do they see it? What are some of the challenges? And I don't want to talk too much. We're going to go ahead and get started here. We have with us today Desmond Ham Jr., who is a rising senior at Kendrick High School. We have Miss Jackie Kent, who is a rising senior at Shaw High School. We have Miss Laraya LeGrand, who is a rising senior at Jordan High School. And we also have Miss Quinetta Baldwin, who is a rising senior at Carver High School. And also to engage in today's conversation, we have two currently enrolled college students who's also serving as interns this summer, Miss Destiny Elliott, who is an intern with Davis Broadcasting, and Mr. Demetrius Ernest, who is interning with the Reese Firm LLC this summer as well. So let's get started. Let me start with you, Miss Jackie. How are you doing today? I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Are you excited about the upcoming school year?
Yes, sir.
You're very excited about it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, great. Well, I just want to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, so we go ahead and get this conversation started here. What are you most excited about going back for this upcoming year?
Honestly, just the experiences as becoming a senior, just everything I'm going to learn along the way.
Okay. All right. Now, if you could change anything about the past couple years you've had in high school, you know, now you're coming to your senior year, what is something you would look at differently?
I probably just to stay more focused, because okay. I wouldn't say I was worried about the wrong things, but mm-hmm. then again, I was. I would just change how I looked, like my perspective on not only just Shaw High School, but just stuff in the community.
Like what?
Well, I don't know, but a lot of people tell me that Shaw, they look at it in a very negative way. I did not intend on going to Shaw High School. Actually, I intended on going to Hardaway, but I started cheering for Shaw. But everyone in the community, they look at Shaw as a very negative school. Which
Why?
I guess because of the gangs and everything that's going on at the school.
Do you have a gang problem at Shaw High School?
As time progresses, I feel like we do.
Okay.
And I feel like I won't forget this moment. It was a few months ago when they actually aired me going to Washington, D.C. for my conference. Someone told me, I was in class, we were all talking about it, and they said, for once, this is the first time that Shaw was put into the media in a positive light. So I feel like that spoke volumes.
It did.
Absolutely. So it felt good.
Congratulations to you on that again.
Thank you. Thank you. It felt good, but then again, like, that moment made me realize people really look at Shaw in a negative light, and I don't really like that.
What about you, Miss Quinetta? You get ready to head to Carver. Is there anything that we just heard from Jackie Kent that sticks out to you?
Yes, like, I'm sorry. Like, Carver, people do look at Carver as a bad school, I guess, because where it's located, I guess. But it's really not that bad to me, honestly. Like,
What do you think gives it that negative perception? You know, I've only had great experiences at Carver. You know, the students there are absolutely phenomenal. They're brilliant. I've had roundtable discussions with seniors and juniors there. Some of the brightest students in Columbus are at Carver. What do you think drives that outlook on the school?
Honestly, I do think it's where it's located, I guess, in that it's a majority black school, and it's not that really intermixed with different races, mm-hmm. and, you know, black people are perceived as ghetto, I guess, so, yeah.
But is that fair?
No, it's not.
Should all majority cultural schools be labeled? I mean, Harvard is majority white, so are they ghetto or country? Or can we say that? That wouldn't be fair, would it?
No, sir.
Okay, so as a student from Carver, in your eyes, what does Carver represent?
To be honest, Carver represents, let's see, it's like, I don't know.
What does it represent to you? What makes you proud of your school? I know you're proud of it.
I am proud of it. It's just like freedom and like you feel at home at Carver, honestly. Like, I don't, every day I wake up to go to school, I be happy to go to school. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody else feels that. But to be honest, Carver is like fun and enjoyable. Like, you can enjoy going to school every day.
Do you see gang issues at Carver like what we just heard they see at Shaw?
Yes, you it's do? Gangs, but it's not like, well, honestly, not inside the school that the gangs are like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, they're not bad inside the school, honestly. It's like when they get outside of the school, they decide to do the gang-related things.
Do you contribute that to Mr. Lindsay and the administration there for keeping things under control within the school itself?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And even outside the school, you know, I guess you're saying we're seeing this activity in the community area. How do you avoid it? And what would be your tip to other young people to avoid getting caught up in any gang-related activity?
Honestly, I stay inside the house, like, every weekend. I don't really go out, and I stay with my friends. Honestly, if I do go out, it's, like, with my cheer sisters or whatever. And, like, yeah, I don't get in the mix like most of the people at Carver. I stay in my own zone. Mm-hmm. If I'm not at home, I'm at work. If I'm not at work, I'm at school.
Is that the life you want to live, though?
No, not really. Like, right now, I really think I should work now and play later. Like, I don't have time to be playing, honestly.
I like that. I like that. It reminds me of a slogan I had in law school, grind now, shine later.
Yes.
So I like what you just said, work now, play later. That's pretty sweet there. So, Desmond, let's go to you for a little bit here. You excited about the school year kicking back up?
I was actually telling my mom yesterday, I'm not ready for school, but I am at the same time. Like, I was like, I understand Toys R Us closed, but I'm not ready to grow up. I still want to be a Toys R Us kid.
You know, the us young professionals around the city, we have this thing where we say, you know, we're tired of adulting. You know, can we just turn it off for a little bit? Yeah. But you can't turn it off. You got to go ahead and go with the flow of it. And Desmond, you know, talk about your experience at Kendrick. Kendrick, I know Dr. James over there is an amazing guy. And it was just 2 years ago, I think. Wasn't it 2 or 3 years ago? Kendrick girls won state championship in basketball. And that was a great time for the city.
Yes, sir.
A great time for the Cherokees, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And one of my good friends, Marquise Skinner Avery, is an alumni of Kendrick High School. So what's your thought on Kendrick in comparison to some of the things you've heard today?
With Kendrick, of course, everybody does have a different look on Kendrick, as in, like, it's a bad school. But I guess you could say that Kendrick realized that, you know, we weren't so great in the past, which is why, like, our main slogan is returning back to greatness. Like, we looking upon our mistakes and we're going to fix it now. So we see that the students may fall off sometimes, but you can't just sit there and stare at them falling off. You got to actually help them. And if you want them to get in the right path.
I love that slogan. It's very motivational. Do you think your class is the one that can make that happen?
With me being class president, of course that's going to happen.
We got a future politician, y'all. The class president. Okay, go ahead. Now, you said, of course it's going to happen. What's going to be some of the biggest obstacles to doing that?
Getting unity is basically the main thing.
Like, unity amongst who?
Amongst the students and the teachers, because the students can have one idea, but it can't go forward without the administration's permission or without their efforts. Like, within the time period of the school shootings and stuff, the students wanted to come together and do a little prayer or have a little ceremony or whatever, letting them know that we need to stick together, we need to go through this together, we don't need to be having anything happen to us. We done had enough already. We don't need to lose anyone. But, you know, the teachers, they were on board, but we also have to go through the school board and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a process. So we all have to go through it.
So when the school shooting thing happened and you found students all across this nation being more vocal and being engaged and being involved, and we saw what happened here in Columbus with the presentation at the school board office, were you satisfied with that?
Honestly, no.
No? And did you feel like it? Tell me why you were not satisfied. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't want nobody out there saying, well, Teddy Reese walked the students along this conference. No. We want to hear from you. Tell me why you were not satisfied.
I was actually supposed to be there at the presentation, but something came up to where I couldn't be there. But I know once I got back to the school, the students were telling me what was happening, and I was upset. I was thinking that the reason that they were asking students to be there so that we could give our opinion, give our voice, but it's like we were being controlled at one point. So how it was like, what's the point?
Even as a young professional myself, and I'm in my mid-30s, I'm looked at sometimes as not having enough experience to be in charge or to be the go-to person or to be a leader and XYZ. It's something that young people go through quite often. So I can imagine it's doubled down at your age. Do you feel that your voice is being stifled? Like people are trying to prevent you from talking?
I'm guessing that it's just because, you know, it's our age and old heads, I'm guessing, are going to say, you don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, they have to realize that we're the next generation. Like, we're the upcoming people of the community. Like, they wonder why people want to get out of Columbus, but it's because, you know, it's nothing, like, we're not really being accepted here because our voice isn't being heard, so we're going to go out and be heard.
Wow. Lariah, I saw you nodding a second ago when I was talking to Desmond about being accepted and feeling like you're being heard, and clearly something went through your head at that point. Just share with me what you were thinking at the moment.
As a child, our voices can't really get heard or be heard, because when you say something to older people, they say, oh, you're being disrespectful. But my mom has always told me to speak your voice, like, tell how you feel. But when you go to school, we have a First Amendment, basically. But during the school shootings, we couldn't, like, we wanted to go outside. We couldn't do that. So I feel like they're taking away something from us, and they gave us that. What was it? Where you go and talk?
Yeah.
They gave us that as a cover-up. Like, you basically took away our First Amendment, saying that if we did this, we were going to get in trouble.
Now,
but you gave us something else that we really didn't want to do.
There was a valid concern, though, about safety, about the safety of the individuals participating. Do you think the students understood the premise behind that concern, or do you think that was just something that was thrown out there, or do you really feel there was, like, if y'all would have walked outside and demonstrated, I think it was for like 15 minutes, what, 17 minutes? 15 seconds. It was a minute for each person that was 17 seconds or minutes? 17 seconds or minutes. I mean, either way, that could have been easily coordinated. But if I'm hearing you correctly, you felt like your voice wasn't taken into account.
It wasn't.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. But we are here speaking with four dynamic high school students from across Columbus and Muskogee County. We have representatives Desmond Hamm here from Kendrick, Jackie Kent from Shaw, Lariah LeGrand from Jordan, and Quinetta Baldwin from Carver. And just bear with us here and continue with this conversation. And let's truly listen to our younger people as they talk to us, because it's very often that we actually get to hear from them directly. We'll be right back.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We are here today. It's Sunday, August the 5th, 2018. School starts back here in Muskogee County on August the 8th, and we are here with four amazing students from our school district. All of them are rising seniors, and this is their last year, and they're here just talking about society. Just, you know, we felt it was important that we hear from our young people, that we learn directly from them what are some of their challenges, and we're not going to prolong it. We're going to get right back into it. Jackie, if I can ask you a quick question. I know you wanted to chime in there briefly on what was going on around the school shooting time. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to answer that. But I also want you to, if you will, also incorporate into your answer, you know, some of the challenges we have in the community with other folks around your age group that we constantly see on the news for committing crimes and things of that nature, and what we could potentially do and how we could potentially reach them. But I want to hear your opinion first on the recent school shooting and young activists really getting involved with that.
Well, going back to the school board meeting we had back in, I believe it was February, if I'm not mistaken, but not a lot of people know, but majority of the students do know, but actually that was really staged. Like, they gave the students the questions. Oh, you're going to ask them this and that. Yes. So basically, they gave each and every student, I believe it was two representatives from each school. You did not go up there
and the public was told that as a compromise, because we did not want the students walking out of their schools because it was a safety concern, as a compromise, certain representatives from all of the schools were being brought to the school board location to have a Skyped or satellite town hall conversation with our elected contingency. And we were all under the impression that this would be an opportunity where you guys would voice your opinion, like what you're doing here today. Mm-hmm. No one's telling you what to say. You're saying what you want to say. You're telling me that did not happen.
It did not happen.
Why?
I feel like, because for one, going back to our age, they feel like, oh, we're 16, 17, 18, we don't know what we're talking about. And I feel like that's not the case, because you're giving us questions to ask you. So basically, I feel like they already had the answer to the questions that they had, because they gave us the questions to ask. And I remember sitting there and everyone was watching, because I remember going on Twitter, Facebook, and all that. Every single student in high school and middle school, they were upset.
Now, Jackie, you've represented your school, Shaw, as well as the Muskogee County School District on a national level.
Yes, sir.
You've brought joy and excitement and a bright spot to our community because of your individual accomplishments. Were you let down at that moment by the same school district that you've worked so hard to uphold?
Honestly, I really was. Like, I remember being in the classroom. It made me tear up because it was sad.
It was very sad.
Like, they were just focused on the money and all that stuff. And yes, the money matters, but so does our lives and everything that's happening. It was just pointless, and I felt bad.
Well, I am so proud of you guys today because, as you saw on national TV all across this country, young people, this is your America as well. And you have the Constitution applies to you too. You have a voice. You have a very strong voice. You know, if we look at someone we idolize so much in our community, Dr. Martin Luther King, he was in his early 20s when he really started advocating and being that voice for civil rights and change. And some of you are only like 4 or 5 years away from that. You're in your prime to where you gotta know that you too are important, and we want you to know that we are listening. So I really thank you, you know, so much for sharing that. And Jackie, you know, the whole incidents that happened around the country, all the incidents that happened around the country during that time brought a lot of people to tears. And we saw the emotion and the concern of so many young folks that are determined that they're going to be heard. And I tell you, don't give up. Don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep striving. You know, one of my mentors told me a long time ago, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. You have people in rooms every day thinking they know what's best for your age group without talking to you. If you do not talk, people will decide things for you. You got to take that lead. You got to take that stand. You got to be willing to say, I will sacrifice myself if it means that people that look like me, people that live in my community, people that live in my area, folks that I go to church with, if it will be a better life for them. If it will be a better life for them. I want to go back to you for a second, LaRaya. And I want to talk about some of the things that we see here locally. You know, pull it out of school district here for a second, and let's talk about the community. What would you give a grade from A to D? What would you give a grade wise to the city right now, considering, you know, job opportunities, the economy, crime, things of that nature? What grade would you give us?
Maybe a C. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're barely making a C, that means you're a little over a D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why maybe a C?
We don't, like, it's no purpose. Like, in Columbus, most people, when they graduate, most people I hang around, they say they're going to leave Columbus because it doesn't have anything for them.
Is that something that is commonly said amongst young people?
Yes.
They want to leave Columbus?
Yes. I said it earlier. I said I wanted to leave Columbus.
Why do you want to leave?
It's not like my mom lived here. My whole family lived here. And they're still here. Like, we don't progress.
Why do you think we're not progressing?
We don't have strong people behind us to help us.
When you say strong people behind us, are you referring to, like, leadership? Yes. Elected leadership?
Yes.
What would you like to see elected leadership do?
Better than what they're doing.
I understand. Ms. Quinetta, can you add to that? What grade would you give the city right now?
I'll say a C.
You give a C too?
Yeah.
Can you give me an explanation as why you would say a C?
Hey, because it's like a lack of unity, honestly. Like, everyone is like beefing over each other, honestly. And then, but everybody has something to say when somebody else talks about Columbus, Georgia. Oh, I want to leave Columbus. Oh, I don't like Columbus. But you're not making it better.
Okay. All right. Desmond, A, B, C, or D? How would you currently grade our city?
I agree with everyone else with a C.
With a C? And give me your explanation as to why to a C.
Just like Quinetta said earlier, it's a lack in unity. Like, it's not... It's like we're just here to be here. It's not anything advancing. It's nothing going on. It's just like we're just here. Like,
now being the student body president, the senior class president, right? would you look to pursue elected office here in Columbus one day? It's taking you a long time to answer.
That's a good question. Well, I would say yes, because I can't sit here and say that they need to do something and I'm sitting here behind the scenes. So if I'm already stepping into leadership, I should come back and help my city.
Right.
So I would say yes.
Do you think you are there avenues right now for you to voice your opinion on things that's going on? Are there ways for you to tell folks how you feel?
Honestly, other than social media, I wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think so?
No.
If you had to contact any of your elected officials, would you know how?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
Do you think that's your fault or do you think that's their fault?
It goes both ways because, I mean, I would try, but I wouldn't have the resources. But it's at the same time, it's like not like they're trying to put it out there.
Everybody in Radio Land who just heard that answer should be impressed with this generation of young folks, because you didn't just put the blame on someone else. You said the blame belongs to both of us. But you recognize that both parties have a responsibility in reaching out and connecting to each other. That was genius. That was genius. No, truly it was. And it was the best answer. It was the best answer, and you nailed it with no hesitation. Jackie, I'm going to come back to you for a second. Considering where we are right now as a city, you know, economic opportunities, crime, violence, growth, development, what grade would you give the city?
I think, like everyone else, a C.
I see. And why would you say a C?
I say that because although so much is going on in the city in a negative light, we still have the select few that are actually trying to work towards making Columbus a better place. Because I know y'all see, like, Killumbus all the time. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. I see that, too. At first, it bothered me because it's like, why would y'all want to represent y'all own city like that? But I still feel that way, but it's also like, I mean, it's the truth. We can't help that.
But do we have a crime problem here?
Yes, and I feel like any person that says we don't, they're lying. It's
do we
obvious.
Have a gang problem here?
Yes.
But that's in every state. You can't leave this state and expect not from it. It's in every state.
Like, crime and gang, it's in every state. And you can't leave this state and expect for it just go away forever. It's everywhere. It's so overseas.
How,
it's everywhere.
How do we address it? What do we do? Desmond, how do we connect to young people?
We can help them, but in order for the problem to become a problem, it starts at home. The parents have to start with their children, lead them to where they need to go. So it's not just the city's responsibility to help the children. It's the parents that need to look out for their kids.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's interesting. That's very interesting, and certainly, you know, there are some components of that I absolutely agree with. I think a lot does start in the household. It starts in the home. You know, we do have those unique situations where there isn't a home. You know, unfortunately, some people don't have parents. We still have a high number of incarceration in this city, with so many black males being incarcerated and having single family homes. Do you think that somewhat plays a role? I mean, I was raised by a single mother, and I think she did a phenomenal job. You know, I know she did a phenomenal job, no doubt about it. But how do you think that contributes to some of the challenges here? We're not whole as families and communities. Go ahead.
All right. I feel as though it's more of a community thing. I agree with household. I full-heartedly believe that it starts in the household, but I also believe that it takes a community. When my parents always tell me about how they grew up, they talk about how their neighborhood or their local community will all come together and do activities to keep the kids involved and active. But in our communities now, we don't really have that. We have more of, you know, let your parent teach their children, or sometimes the parent gives the child to the school district and expects the school to teach the child. And that's where a lot of people go, well, now I wouldn't say go wrong, but they get that misconception that the school is supposed to raise their child. And oftentimes in the school is where certain children fall off. They meet different crowds and not taught to make, I want to say, sound choices based in friendships. But that all starts in the community. That all starts in the neighborhood in which they live in. And if you're in a neighborhood where, you know, gang violence is prominent or gang violence is very high, it takes the elders in the community, even sometimes the young people in the community, most in times the young people in the community, to make that change and to come together and actually talk and say, oh, you know, how can we change this? How can we stop, you know, gang violence? How can we stop little JoJo from killing little Billy, like, or fighting and drug usage? Like, all these things start within the community. It starts within the neighborhood. It starts within the household. And it also takes the school district to help accompany that, but it all starts in the community and in the household. That's why I believe that gang violence in Columbus and crime rate in Columbus falls off, is because we don't have people, young people and old, to come together and talk about the real issues with this. And that's why, you know, I'm thankful that you have me out here, Teddy Reese. Thank you again for having me out and actually speak about this. Crime in Columbus is not going to get any better unless people realize that there is a problem. Mm-hmm. And if they realize.
So you, in your opinion, and you're 1 year removed from Shaw High School.
Yes.
And you're right now going into your sophomore year at Albany State University.
Correct.
So is your opinion that right now we're denying the problem that we have a crime issue, or. What exactly are you saying?
I'm not saying that we're denying the problem, but we're not directly addressing the issue either.
Gotcha. Gotcha. How do you see us directly addressing the issue?
I feel as though directly addressing the issue would be going into schools and having crime awareness in schools. And I know they have some of it, like with the D.A.R.E. program with drugs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they have certain people come out, certain police officers, law enforcement come out and talk to students, but it stops after middle school. They don't have that in high school anymore. You have, what, 1 year of physical education talking about drug usage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Wow. Destin, let me get you in on this right here real quick, too. You know, Demetri, what's your grade for the city, A through D?
I'm definitely going to have to give the city a high D.
A high D. Okay. High D. Destiny, I want to start with your grade, your evaluation, your assessment, and then give me your explanation.
Okay, I would give the city a low C. I would definitely say a low C. So definitely in the C range, but due to some of the resources that I know in Columbus and also the need in Columbus, just putting that together, I would definitely give the city a C range.
Okay. Do you see the city as having a crime issue, a gang violence issue, and how is that impacting young folks?
Okay, I definitely see the city having a crime issue and also a gang issue. Not only just walking in the community or hearing about it at home on the news, but just on an individual basis as well, talking with your friends. Hey girl, did you see this on Facebook? So-and-so just got involved in this crime, or, you know, so-and-so just got arrested down the street. So you're hearing about it with your peers.
So y'all know these people.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we know these people hands-on. Like, you know, it's just crazy how everything pans out. And I believe that it not only pans out in the school, with the school district, at home or in the community, but on an individual basis as well. I feel like the school district and all the institutions around us should definitely be encouraging individuals, mm-hmm, to have a voice, to create a support group. I was telling the students before we started this conversation that not a lot of educators tell students that, hey, well, maybe you should be an entrepreneur. You know, I haven't really heard about entrepreneurship until I went to Georgia State. I heard about older people having businesses. Okay, that was normal, but I never thought about having my own until I went to college.
Now, and you're two years removed from Carver.
Yes.
And you're now going into your junior year.
Yes, junior year.
At Georgia State. Absolutely. Majoring in journalism.
Yes.
And you were a very active student in high school. I saw you on the morning TV shows and some other things at Carver High School. And so you certainly were involved in the resources that were made available to you. But it sounds like you're saying you guys would like to see more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, politically, things are not where we want them to be right now. Yes, I wish my president was a little bit more inclusive. Yes, I wish he would embrace more of real American values versus trying to take us back to a period in which we were a separated country. But we are the ones who can do something about that. And young people all across this nation has already started that journey of doing something about that. They're having rallies in Washington, D.C. They're speaking in all schools. They're telling their classmates to get involved, to register to vote. Those that can vote, those that are old enough to vote, make sure that your civic duty is done and your political voice is heard. Because a lot of times it hinges on what happens from our political leadership perspective. Now, we're going to have to, you know, go ahead and wrap this up. I tell you, when you're having a great conversation, the show always goes so fast. But it has truly been an honor to participate in this show today with this dynamic group of young people. I wish you guys could see what I'm looking at right now, because I am looking in the eyes of the future of America. I'm looking in the eyes of the future of Columbus. And I'm not going to give up on you. There are people out there that they're not going to give up on you. But your job is to make sure that you do not allow anyone or any circumstances to dim your light. You let your light shine. You let your light shine at home. You let your light shine at school. You let your light shine at work. You let your light shine on the streets. You let your light shine at city council meeting. You let your light shine at the state capitol. You let your light shine in Washington, D.C. Don't let nobody turn off your light. And with that, we're going to wrap up this episode of Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. This has been a special edition in which we have some magnificent young folks from all over Columbus to come in and share with us. I'm excited about the future, because I know the future rests with young people like you. You're thoughtful, you're intelligent, you're articulate, you're bright, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. You're not going to let somebody tell you that it's dark outside and you know it's 12 o'clock noon. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're too smart for that. Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you so much.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversations are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.